Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, hello, Beamer family. Welcome. This is Belinda Casper. I am excited to have you here, and I get to teach this week three with one of my very good Beamer friends, Linnell Hagee, who is in Minnesota. You want to say hello, Linnell? I know you're there. Are you on mute? Okay. Well, I'll keep going. We are excited to have you join us today. And as we said, this is week three, and we're going to be talking about the psychology of the sale, how to handle objections, how to introduce financing options to people. So I think it's a great subject that a lot of people really get a lot out of. So I hope you have your pen and your paper ready to go. And you're able to have the opportunity to take notes, as well as the opportunity to go to our Facebook page. Hopefully by now you have joined our Facebook page. It is a closed group. It is Quick Start IBD Support Group. And that's IBD Support Group. And you're going to be able to get some information there. We do have the financing document and some other documents there in the folder, so you'll want to do that. If you haven't already joined, you will need to go in and enter your information as your IBD number and answer the question whether you've attended an academy or not. I do encourage you to get into our Facebook page. Also encourage you to listen to the previous Blog Talk Radio calls if you happen to have missed our Blog Talk Radio call. You can do that by going to blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS. So that's blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS. And the question is, did you do the homework you had last week, which was to reach out to 10 people and introduce them to the 2-H-3 process we talked about last week? And just, you know, having that opportunity to practice with those people that you know. So, Linnell, I know that you're back on the call, and just wanted to give you a chance to do a shout-out and say any updates of what's going on in your world.
Well, thanks, Belinda. Yes, sorry, I had a little technical problem there, but I think everyone can hear me now. We have an exciting opportunity for people, and I wanted to be sure everyone knew about it. We have a live Beamer event happening this coming weekend here in Minneapolis, and it's one of the ones that have been done in Sarasota, Dallas, Spokane, and Lancaster two weekends ago. And now we're having one in Bloomington here in Minnesota this coming weekend. And Albert will be here. Chris and George are coming in. Bettina and Casey are two regional directors for this area. We kind of overlap in the Midwest here. So we have a lot of great national figures that are coming. And then our local leadership will be doing some of the presentations. So it'll be an exciting opportunity. And a lot of people that have gone to the other events have said that it's just been invaluable to get them jump started. So back into Beamer after we've all sort of been hunkered down this last year and a half. We have an open event for guests on Friday night that there's no charge for it. And we'll have a Beamer set up at 6 o'clock. To do demos from 6 to 7, and then 7 to 8 will be the presentation. So that's Friday night. So even if you don't live close by here, if you know of anyone in the Twin Cities, please invite them to come to that event. And then Saturday we have the IBD training from 9 to 4, and there is a small fee of $49 for that that helps to cover the cost of our lunch. We're providing lunch. And you can find tickets for both of these events at Eventbrite. So it's EventsBrite.com. And then you just type in the search bar Beamer, and the two events will come up. And we do ask for people to purchase a ticket for the Friday event, even though it's free, just for our registration, so we know about how many people are coming. And then and please register for the Saturday event as soon as possible. So please send your people. We still have tickets available, and we're hoping to have a really full and exciting event for everyone. So thanks, Belinda, for letting me put the plug in. And now I'm going to turn it back to you to cover the psychology of sale, and we'll get on with our Quick Start training.
Okay, terrific. That's great. Yes, now I have heard nothing but fabulous news for everybody who has attended the live events of the last few months. So I'm glad that it's going to be in the Midwest now. So as Linnell said, we're going to be doing the psychology of the sale. We're going to talk about understanding and managing your sales funnel. And, I think it's going to help you to understand the basic steps that you can be taking as you prepare to share the Beamer story with those people that you know. So first off, you may have seen in the back office in e-learning something that says AIDA, A-I-D-A. And what that is really helping us to understand that psychology of the customer's journey through the sales funnel. So what AIDA stands for is is standing for attention, I for interest, D for desire, and A for action. That's how we get AIDA. But if you think about it, our very first step that we need to make is to let people know how to describe the Beamer. People don't know what Beamer is. And so how do we go about even telling people what is the Beamer, and how do we let them know that they even want to be interested in it? So practice that introductory discussion. Practice how you are telling people what Beamer is and how it might be able to help them. Maybe you want to practice your success story, so your testimonial, your success story. Now, having that opportunity to create the attention just to even let people know what Beamer is. And then you want to create interest. And we want to do that interest by a variety of different tools that we had talked about in the 283 message last week when we had our call, but also a variety of different things that will be particularly interesting to the person you're speaking to. And then you have to get that desire. You want them to understand what Beamer can do for them. So it's important for us to incorporate our listening skills to understand what's going to be important to the person we're talking to. And then when they want to make action, they make that decision to take action. So we are going to talk about how to help walk people through that whole sales funnel and the psychology of that sale. And we recognize that there is going to be ebb and flow through all of that decision-making process. The key is going to be very important for you to stay positive. What I have found is that people will have those ups and downs and possible pushbacks, and that you have to be able to stay positive in that and recognizing that an objection or any kind of question that they come up is not necessarily a negative. It's just an opportunity for you to have more information. So when we talked a little bit earlier about the journey of a distributor, you know, we have those positive ups and downs and really exciting times, and then there's those disappointments. But it's going to be important for us to stay positive among the rejection. So mindset is so important. Knowing how Beamer can benefit our health and changes in people's lives is absolutely important. Listening to Blog Talk, listening to the different Blog Talk on Testimonial Tuesdays and whatever Wednesday and on Thursday, and you're hearing all of these stories, that's going to help you to get what we call bulletproof, because you know what Beamer can do for people. So you want to be able to understand and make sure that you're getting that confidence of what Beamer can do, and it's also going to help you in how to share and communicate. I would make a recommendation that you make a commitment to listen to the Blog Talk radio show every day for at least a month. And if you miss any during the day, you can obviously listen to any of those in that recording, as I talked about earlier, in blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDF. I also recommend that you attend Dr. Berger's Wellness Wednesday. There was one this past week. But you can get those recordings in our back office under the distributor library. And when you want to get onto your calendar, when we're going to be doing that in September, it's not up yet, but that is going to be identified in our national calendar. So you want to continue to get into your back office and check out these things and be able to have the awareness and knowledge of when the next Wellness Wednesday is. And if you're talking to a healthcare professional, they're able to attend the Medical Monday. And there is requirement for that to be registered, because they want to make sure it's only healthcare practitioners and professionals that are using that. But use your national calendar to keep you up to date. And use your distributor library to listen to these videos that are going to help you have that confidence. Know that your friends and family are often the hardest people to convince. They know you from the way they've always known you, and they don't necessarily know you as that expert. So don't let that get you down when you have a friend or family member that you know needs the Beamer, and they're not necessarily interested in learning more. You know, the behavioral change actually happens for one of two reasons. The only thing that moves people through the whole process is education and significant emotional experience. So when people have a significant emotional experience, they will make a decision, or they have a significant need. So when they are ready to make a decision, you cannot create that significant emotional experience. What you can do is to give them the education that they need. So we are able to manage education, and that is part of what we're going to be doing and talking about today. So, Linnell, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and jump in and help us to talk about how we give people an opportunity to learn more about the Beamer.
Thanks, Belinda. So, yeah, we have many, many opportunities for getting educated about Beamer. First of all, you know, we have the academies. And so you definitely want to attend an academy if you haven't already done that. That's a two-day, more deep and extensive training for you. And we cover on the first day, we cover the product and the science and compliance and all the education that you need in that regard. And then we also, on the second day, we cover a lot of the business things. So we do the back office, and we do the, you know, how to place orders. And we talk about more in depth, you know, some of these sales and marketing techniques and tools that we have available. So the academies are invaluable. And we really do, Beamer likes to have people do them within the first 90 days of becoming a distributor, because it's just such a great way to get jump started. And, you know, this Quick Start program is really a prelude to that. It's something that you can jump into right away and then get an academy on your schedule for you. And then we do have you know, various webinars that are done every week. We have, you know, all of the trainings on the Tuesdays and Thursdays for product and business opportunities to invite your customers to that are open, you know, for guest attendance. And then, as Belinda mentioned, you know, there's the Wellness Wednesday and the Medical Mondays. If you're a medical person, where you get the direct information from Dr. Burka, you know, who is a great teacher and trainer, and all of these things are, well, the academies are not recorded, so you can't go back and replay the academies. But a lot of these other trainings and opportunities and webinars are recorded, so you can go back and replay them again and again. And then we also use it as a marketing tool, but we also have the I Decide, and you know, there's a lot of valuable information there, and you can go back and watch those, you know, over and over again. So many of these opportunities, these educational opportunities, as Belinda has already mentioned, and you'll hear us mention it over and over again, is that national calendar. That's where you can find all of the opportunities that you have, and they're all color-coded, and many of them, you know, have the link directly there that you, connect with. So it's made really, really easy for you to follow up and find those educational opportunities. And then I can't say enough about the e-learning, you know, going back in and watching those videos over and over again and going through it the first time, you know, kind of go through the whole thing, but then you can go back and target the areas where you maybe feel a little weaker and want to have more repetition and watching them multiple times, you know, you pick up something different each time. But there really isn't anything more valuable than getting people on the Beamer and letting them have their experience with it. So, doing a Beamer demo, and I have to chuckle because I recently heard from Dwight Dunkley. He calls it Bob. He says our rule is Bob, butts on Beamer. So you really need to get the person on the Beamer to give them their own experience of it, because you can educate them all you want, but until they actually, and the first thing that they'll say is, I don't feel anything. So you may need to do a little bit of educating about what the demo is going to show them. But I don't deny, I just put them on the Beamer and walk away for 8 minutes and let them have a quiet experience. If they have questions, you want to answer them before you start. But once you start the demo or start the Beamer session, you want to give them 8 minutes to just sit there and pay attention and almost relax into that experience, so that they can then perhaps feel what might be happening to them very subtly. Because if you talk with them through the whole 8 minutes, they'll miss some of the subtle things that may be happening. And then they'll say, well, I didn't feel anything. And so at the end, you can say, well, what did you like best, or what did you notice about what you just experienced? And if they say nothing, then I will say, you know, about 80% of people don't feel, or 90% of people don't feel anything. But here's what you might have felt. You might have felt some warmth. Oh, yeah, I felt that. They discount it because they don't know what it's from. Or you might have felt some little tingles or some little, you know, funny little sensations in areas that have had less blood flow. As they wake up, your nervous system and your nerves say, hey, there's something new going on over here. So they may get those little twinges and those little sensations, but they don't know what they mean, so they discount them. So sometimes you can go back and explain things to them after the fact, but also helping to create expectations for them. You know, the Beamer signal stays in your body, the effect of it stays in your body for 12 to 16 hours. So you may continue to experience some changes and some differences throughout the day, even into tonight. You might find that you sleep better. Tomorrow you may feel better when you wake up. So you can plant some seeds for them to be aware of things that they might be noticing. And then it's really, really important to follow up with them the next day or a day later and see what their experience was. What did you notice after that Beamer experience? You also, as part of that demo, we usually have people sign that disclaimer where we give them some additional information and have them provide us with their contact information. And I use that as a method to gather, you know, the way to get back in touch with them, so their phone number and their email address. And then, you know, you can also, either before or after you have them on their session, you can show them the 2-minute video, the before and after video, the green one, that shows what blood flow looks like before a Beamer session and then what it looks like after the Beamer session. That was the thing that convinced me that I wanted a Beamer. I saw that and I said, oh, I want that after. I want that to be what my body looks like, what my circulation looks like. So that can be a very effective sales tool as well. And and then we can, you can also, there's another resource for helping you if you're not remembering all the things we're talking about today. There is a video on how to do a proper demo in the e-learning section. So you can go back and watch that. And get more details and review again and come up with your own method of doing it. But just, you know, there's no right or wrong way, but just make sure that you include some of these highlights in your session. Another question that often comes up is, you know, should I do the demos, should they be free or should I charge for them? Usually we do the first demo for no cost. You know, we're wanting to get them on it. We want them to have an experience. And in my practice, I have a bricks and mortar Beamer center here in Minneapolis, and I offer 3 free sessions for people that want to come in because I want them to feel compelled to come back and have another experience and not have to worry about the cost. Because after they've had 2 or 3 sessions, you can tell them that they kind of build on each other and that they'll have may have a much deeper experience the second or third time and may notice new and different things. So having them have multiple sessions can be very, very helpful and very valuable. But you can also just say, well, I do charge if you go out to do the sessions with them or if they come to you, that you have a nominal fee or whatever your situation is. If you're a clinician and you're doing them in your office, you might have, you know, a payment schedule, and your staff can help people have their sessions that aren't related to your practice. So there's multiple ways of doing that and having people explore that live experience of the Beamer. And then we also, I want to just mention 2 other ways that you can give people that Beamer experience. So say they live far enough away from you that you're not able to do a live session with them. You can also introduce them to the lease-to-own program. So if you don't know about that, there's much more information about that in our BBO. There's a whole section under lease-to-own and how to do that and what the process is. But basically, it's an opportunity for $899. The person signs up and they get a Beamer sent to them. So they have 8 weeks to use that Beamer to get their results and see how it's impacting their experience with the Beamer. And then the $800 of that money is then applied to their final payment, which will be the balance at the end of the 8 weeks or close to the end of the 8 weeks. They'll get a link in an email from Beamer that they'll pay off their Beamer, and then, you know, it becomes their own. At the end of the 8 weeks, if they choose not to keep it, then they mail it back to Beamer. But I want to caution people, just so you're aware, that the lease to own, that Beamer is not able to refurbish those or recycle those back into the they have to be destroyed. They're not able to resell them, so they're not able to put them back into the sales arena. So we try to discourage people from doing that, but that may be an opportunity for you or someone on your team to purchase that Beamer at the end for $800 less and use it as a rental or as a demo unit as well. So, but that's an option or an opportunity for people to have their own Beamer experience as well. And then we also, many of us have rentals. I have 6 rentals that I rent out, and personally, I charge $400 a month. Some people charge $600 or $800 even. It depends on what the market will bear in your area. But that's also a good option if you have rentals that you can send out. Again, they're a little more challenging if people live away from you, but if they're local or if you can get to them, you know, live and bring that over to them and show them, demo how they can use it at home, then they can use it for their whole family and they can get much more use out of it in that time frame. So, and then I'll just add one more thing. I have a Beamer Center, as I mentioned, and I have a membership where I allow people to come to me for $150 a month and have unlimited sessions. So that's another model. Not everyone wants to go to the trouble and expense of having a live center, but that's another way to introduce people to Beamer. So many, many ways for people to get that butts on Beamer experience. So, Belinda, I'm going to let you take over now and go into handling objections, because inevitably when we have people on Beamer and we start talking with them, they're going to start asking more questions and want to know, but what about this and what about that? And I can't do it for this reason. So Belinda's going to take you through that process.
Absolutely. And that's what everybody in our world is so concerned about, is how to handle objections. But I did want to say to people now is we do have one of the best promotions I have seen Beamer offering. And so that rental potential of maybe just getting one more Beamer to allow you to be able to lend or rent a Beamer to get people to use it is a great opportunity to do so. As people know now, until the end of August, we have the ability to get a home edition and for the $49.90 that the home edition is, and you get a free go pack. So I recommend you to consider that, because your discount as a distributor, if you are qualifying IBDJ or a senior, you have the opportunity to be able to get either a 17% discount or a 25% discount. And that's a great opportunity to be able to add an extra Beamer in your family's life or in your business so that you have the opportunity to rent or lend them out. And I also wanted to share one more thing, Linnell. I don't know if you realize this, that Dr. Burka has just released that beautiful green 2-minute video. Dr. Burka has released a version that includes his narration, and you can get that out of the back office as well. And I found that to be a great one, because he really explains what's going on, and I think that people will find that even more valuable. But you can also go to YouTube and just type in Beamer before and after and be able to find another video there as well. So let's get to handling objections. The very first thing that I want to make sure that I share with you is don't be afraid of an objection. An objection is actually a buying signal. It's a request for more information. It's also a little bit of a hint for you to stop talking and maybe have some time for active listening. But it is not a rejection of you. It is not a rejection of Beamer. So an objection is an opportunity to educate. And remember what we said, the two things that are going to make people make a decision is education and a significant emotional experience. So we want to focus on that education side. So if we were to be in a room together and we probably said, what is the most common objection that you receive? I think most of you would probably yell out money. People find Beamer to be expensive. And frankly, I did too when I first started working with Beamer. I mean, I knew the minute I was on a Beamer, I had to have it in my life. I was one of those unique people that felt it. I had an innate awareness that I needed to have it. And when I learned what it could do, I knew I had to have it in my life. But most people don't have that feeling and that recognition. And now that we know what Beamer does and how much it helps people, you know, really the cost of it really is nominal compared to what it can do for your quality of life. But that price tag often stops people from moving forward. So what we want to be able to offer you is opportunities to consider how to help people overcome that money objection. So if people say, oh, it's too expensive, and you say, but many people are able to finance it for just $99 a month. Is that something you could do? And then we also know that there's opportunities that there are 0% financing options that are available to people
for them to be able to pay it off without any type of interest. So right now, until the end of September, Capital City Bank has a 0% for 20 months. So that is a phenomenal, phenomenal opportunity to let people know about. And if you want to find out how you can use that and share that information, there is a flyer in our Facebook page that is for financing that's going to give the information you need here. But our Bread financing is extremely convenient. You go online in your sales URL, and you have the opportunity to help people find out what they can get as a as financing. Now, because of the rules of financing, they need to be the ones entering in the information. And basically, it's very simple to follow. You'll see a check your rate in seconds when you go to shop.beamergroup.com or your personal sales URL. And it will walk you through the process, but it's important for the person to be entering the information because they will be getting a text that allows them to have the code that they enter, and then they can find out in seconds what they're eligible for and what their payments would be. So that is a great, convenient option. Unfortunately, that is not available in Iowa, Idaho, or West Virginia. That's the state rules don't allow Bread financing to be able to do that. But for all other states, it is absolutely a wonderful option. As I mentioned, that Capital City Bank, until the end of September, has a promotion for 0% for 20 months. You know, even if you were to go to your credit card company, you have the opportunity to ask and say, I'm about to sign up with somebody for 0%. And most of the time, they don't want to lose your business. I know Citibank has a Diamond card. It's 15 months for 0%. It's very fast and easy to do online. And as I mentioned, we have personal loan options that is available for people to have up to 72-month term with Truist Bank, formerly SunTrust. That's on that financing document. So that's an idea to consider. So don't forget to go to our Facebook group page, which is Quick Face Start Facebook Group, IBD, and you want to be able to look into the files and be able to pull the financing document so you can capture everything that we just talked about. So if we think about the other objection, we're probably going to hear, well, my husband or my wife will never allow me to spend this kind of money. And so the opportunity to help engage that spouse in the conversation about Beamer, you know, we can find out, do they want to understand more about the science? Do we want to include them in one of the calls that are available nationally or possibly on your team so they can learn more about the Beamer? Maybe it's an opportunity to do a demo with a spouse so that they have a chance to learn and hear more. Maybe it's an opportunity to do a three-way call with the spouse to be able to help them understand. So think about ways that you can help overcome that, that it's going to be specific and customized to the conversation of the person you have in front of you. And as Linnell said, one of the biggest things we hear all the time is, I don't feel anything. And I always follow up with that is, I know we don't feel our blood moving through our veins. Isn't that great? Because that would be terrible with having that constant feeling all the time. And we don't feel the Earth's geomagnetic field, which when we hear about people grounding, we don't feel that, but we know it's good for us. We don't feel FM radio, but we know when it hits a receiver, it's beneficial. So any one of those things would be helpful for you to be able to talk about that, because that's where Beamer is. We're dealing in the very tiny vessels of our microcirculation. We're dealing with a field that is a very, very low frequency field or low field for the PEMF. And we're dealing in frequencies that are lower than FM radio. So think about those things. But I also found that it's better for me to tell people before they get the Beamer session that they're not going to feel anything. So when they actually do feel something, then it's, you know, they're special. And that certainly helps. So there's, you know, some standard ways of handling objections. And if you go into e-learning, you'll have a short video to be able to help you through that.
But one of them is really incorporating the feel-found technique in your conversation. So if somebody said to me, the money, it's just too expensive, I just can't even consider that, my answer would always be, you know, I understand how you feel. I actually felt the same way when I first learned about the Beamer before I made the decision to make a purchase. But what I found was that the Beamer has helped me in so many ways. It has saved money for me over the years, and I cannot imagine my life without the Beamer. Or what I have found is it is actually half the cost of 1 month in an assisted living facility. Or you figure out what that feel, felt, found might be for the people you're talking to. But it's a great way for them to be heard and for you to be able to help them understand how to think differently. You know, we talk about education, education, education. That's all part of that very important follow-up process, but there's so many tools to help you educate. And that could be sending them a video. That could be sending them an invitation to attend a meeting live, as we have in Minnesota this Friday night. Or that could be an opportunity to educate through a three-way call. But that education is going to be a very big part of your entire process and the journey. And just have patience. Don't push it. Don't feel bad. Don't feel anxious. Don't get negative. You just want to have patience to help people walk through the process. So we know that role-playing really helps us improve our confidence. So, Lynell, I'm going to pass it back to you so you have an opportunity to talk a little bit about role-playing.
Well, thanks, Belinda. And I will just throw in one more comment about that money objection. I often will tell people that this is an investment rather than a purchase. It's like buying a car or a house. It's something that you're going to use for a long, long time. And when you reframe it for people and they realize that it can really be something that can support them and help them save money on other aspects of their health care or can help enhance their health, that's an invaluable thing. So I just wanted to mention that as well, talking about it as an investment rather than as just a purchase of a product. But role-playing is really about practicing, and it's about getting a partner and just going through some of your dialogue, some of your comments and all of the, and being able to practice the tools that we've been giving you. And who can you do that with? You can do it with your mentor, with the sponsor that invited you to join their Beamer team. You can do it with, you know, one of the leaders on your team. If there's a group leader or a team manager or someone that's been with Beamer longer, or you can also find an accountability partner that wants to practice, you know, is in the same newness to Beamer with you. So you can kind of practice with each other and go back and forth. Or you might even want to ask a family or a friend, you know, I just joined this organization and I'm needing to kind of practice my sales pitch. Would you be willing to be my customer so that I can practice? And sometimes we find that, you know, if you're not pressuring them into the sale or making them feel like you're trying to convince them, they'll come to that conclusion on their own. They'll say, well, why didn't you mention this to me? They will become one of your sales. So it's kind of a roundabout way to introduce it to people, but giving you that valuable opportunity for that practice. So I think it's really more a matter of, you know, Belinda said patience is important and practice goes along with that. So patience and practice are the two things that will be the most valuable characteristics that you can bring when you're working with people and talking with them about Beamer. So I'm going to turn it back to you to finish up here with all of our other resources that we have and to give them their homework for next week.
Okay, fabulous, fabulous. So, you know, you really want to get plugged in, and there's so many opportunities for you to do that. It's going to help your confidence. It's going to help you with your languaging. It's going to help you with so much in just being able to share the Beamer confidently. One of the very best things that I think everyone can and should be doing is attending and listening to Blog Talk. It's Monday through Thursday, 12 to 12:45 Eastern time. You obviously know about it because you're on the call now. But if you miss any of the Blog Talk sessions, you can always go to the website at blogtalkradio.com/BEMER IBDS. And I think that just getting to hear people's testimonials and how people are talking about the BEMER and some of the lessons and learnings that happen on Wednesdays with the whatever Wednesday, they have a new challenge every month, and our equine. You know, we have such an amazing equine community. So, and that occurs on Thursday. So Blog Talk Radio, I think, is your single one of the best things you can do in getting plugged into the community, because you're always going to hear updates during those calls as well. And there's many, many, many other calls. The national call is the third Wednesday of every month at 9 p.m. Eastern time. And this happens to be the third Wednesday of the month, which is going to be August 18th on Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern time. You can go to BEMERMeetingsWithAnS.com, and it will link you up to that Zoom call. Albert will be on that call, as well as the opportunity to celebrate other people who have made great rank advancements. I think we had some of the most rank advancements that took place in July with that promotion, and a lot of people are also taking advantage of that now, this month of August. So that national call should be on your calendar, and you should plan to attend it every month because you're going to get those updates. You're also going to get updates from your regional directors. You're going to have regional calls or team calls and newsletters. And there's also our equine calls that happen the second and fourth Wednesday of every month. There's the tea time calls that are much more casual conversations of what's going on. There's Thursdays at 7:30. You know, the fact is there are so many calls, and you can always find out what's going on and what's available by going to your national calendar in your back office in the distributor library. If you haven't attended an academy yet, please do so. Actually, Linnell and I are teaching one on September 25th and 26th. But they happen all the time. So please sign up and attend an academy. It's going to be one of the best things that you can do to get that, to get information on how to talk about BEMER and feeling confident in that. And there's also those, we talked about the regional director newsletters, but if you also, I recommend always reading Chris and George Veronis's Monday motivational email that comes out every Monday. It's chock full of great information and updates. And if for some reason you're not receiving it, reach out to your mentor and let them know you're not getting that email, because there is an opportunity to get added to the list. But in general, it's sent to the BEMER mail. So you should be going into your back office and looking at your BEMER mail. You can also look at the instructions to forward your BEMER mail. So without further ado, I'm going to jump into what kind of homework we want to be able to have to keep moving you along in this process. So you want to continue sharing, take steps to reach out to your 10 prospects and continue the education. So last week we had the initial reach out to those prospects. Now you have more tools that you can invite them to calls, or you can have the opportunity to share a video with them or share any of the content that we have in our back office in the sales and marketing tab in your distributor library. But make a commitment to invite at least two people to an online meeting or webinar this week. Maybe you know somebody. You can also invite somebody into the Minnesota meeting on Friday, or conduct a demo with at least one to two people, even if they're family members. So I'm going to do a quick quote. To reach levels of success you've never reached before, you must be committed to a level of daily habits you've never committed before. That's a Miracle Mornings from Hal Elrod. So think about it. You have to do something different to achieve something different in your life. So, Linnell, would you like to give any final parting words before we end the call?
No, I think you've covered it well. And I think that, again, just the parting word would be practice and get comfortable with your words and your presentation with people, and that will go a long way.
terrific. Well, I hope everybody has a fabulous week. Linnell and I will be teaching week 4 next week, and we will have a week 5, which will be open to all the questions you may have. So continue to write those down. You can put them in the Facebook page as well. Plan to attend next week's call when we're talking really about more in follow-up, and then we will have our questions and answering call, which will happen on the last Monday of the month. I hope everybody has a wonderful week.
Bye, everyone.
Today's
have a good
show
week.
Was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.